Welcome everyone to today's episode where we tackle a surprisingly lucrative side hustle, helping your community turn parked, unused vehicles into cash. Charsa Bakhtir is joining us to break down the scale of this untapped market. Charsa, why are there so many idle vehicles? And how does this foster a unique income opportunity?
Glad to be here. Across the U.S., more than 13 million vehicles sit unused, often due to inheritance, mechanical issues, or simply being forgotten. Each one represents locked away value. By connecting owners with buyers, you're not only earning for yourself, but also revitalizing neighborhoods and injecting money back into local economies.
That's eye-opening. Instead of letting these assets gather dust, side hustlers can unlock profits and help their neighbors. For someone interested in starting, how would you recommend spotting potential vehicles and respectfully approaching their owners?
Start with observation. Look for cars with flat tires, expired tags, or that never move. Then, reach out empathetically, perhaps by leaving a polite note or knocking on the door. The focus should always be on offering assistance, not just making a sale, which builds trust and opens the door for future deals.
That approach really emphasizes community and respect, which probably leads to better outcomes for all. As we move to the next stage, securing your compensation is crucial. Let's explore how that works. Once you've found an interested vehicle owner, how do you negotiate a fair finder's fee and make sure both sides feel protected during the process?
It's essential to be upfront. Most finder's fees range from 5 to 10% of the sale price, or you can agree on a flat sum. Clarity is key. Discuss expectations and payment methods before proceeding. Digital platforms like unusedvehiclesdirectory.com supply free, standardized sales agreements that formalize these details and reduce risk.
Having a legal framework certainly reduces misunderstandings. What kinds of problems could arise without a formal contract, and how does a standardized agreement help?
Without documentation, disputes over payment or responsibilities can easily occur. Think of it like selling property without a deed. A standard contract spells out each party's obligations, the timing and method of payment, and how ownership is transferred, acting as a safety net for everyone involved.
That analogy really highlights the importance of transparency. Once the legal side is settled, the next step is marketing. Let's delve into effective strategies for that. So you've secured a vehicle and a solid agreement. Now it's time to sell. What are the best ways to promote these vehicles online and ensure your listings grab attention amidst fierce competition?
Visual presentation is everything. Listings with at least 8 clear, high-resolution photos generate 2.5 times more inquiries, according to industry research. Use multiple platforms. UnusedVehiclesDirectory.com, Facebook Marketplace, and X to reach diverse audiences. Well-written descriptions that emphasize unique features or recent repairs can distinguish your listing from hundreds of others.
That's a smart approach. But with so many potential buyers, how do you separate genuine interest from casual browsers, ensuring your time is spent wisely?
Unused Vehicles Directory employs a unique pre-qualification system. Buyers must pay a 25 fee to access your contact information. This investment deters tire kickers and signals serious intent, dramatically improving lead quality and boosting your chances of closing a deal efficiently.
That pre-screening method seems like a real time saver. Let's now look at what it takes to turn this side hustle into a scalable business. Some listeners might be wondering if vehicle flipping can become more than just side income. Charsa, how practical is it to expand this into a full-fledged business, and what steps are involved?
It's absolutely achievable. Once you've streamlined your process scouting, negotiating, listing, you can handle multiple vehicles at once, or even manage a team. Many successful flippers partner with local mechanics, reinvesting over 60% of profits into new tools and advertising, which accelerates growth and market reach.
Suppose someone already has a demanding job. What does a typical week look like if they're balancing this hustle with other commitments?
Flexibility is a huge advantage here. Most spend just a few focused hours in the evenings or on weekends scouting and posting. As your network grows, referrals become more common, making it easier to find vehicles and streamline deals. The model adapts to your schedule rather than the other way around.
It's inspiring to see how accessible and adaptable this opportunity is. Charsa, thanks for demystifying the process and sharing actionable insights. For those interested in starting, platforms like UnusedVehiclesDirectory.com make it easier and safer than ever to earn extra income by flipping idle vehicles.